We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us live is political strategist Carl Calabrese with Masiello, Martucci, Calabrese and Associates. All eyes on the first Democratic presidential debates, which tonight will feature 10 candidates and then the other 10 tomorrow night. Carl, is this kind of like must-see TV or not?
Monkeys around the country, and those folks will certainly watch. I don't think it will have very high ratings amongst the general populace. Tonight's roster is kind of lackluster. I mean, the way the Democrats did this was by lot, to see what candidate was going to appear on what stage and what night. And tonight you really only have one ready for primetime player and the rest not ready for primetime players. I say that not based on my personal opinion of them, but how they stand in the polls, which as of last night shows that there's really only one major contender at this point on tonight's stage, and that's Elizabeth Warren. She stands at about 12% support amongst Democrat voters. Everybody after that is 3% or less. Cory Booker's at 2%. Beto O'Rourke is at 3%, and everyone after that is not even a blip on the radar screen. Tomorrow night has a little more powerful lineup where you have Biden, of course, who's number one at 32% in the polls, followed by Bernie Sanders, who's 16.5%, and then Harris and Buttigieg both come in at 7%. And so those are the main players, but there's still lots to watch for in terms of this debate and what happens in these two debates in terms of how it will affect everything going forward.
You know, Carl, it's so early and there's so many people that the candidates aren't going to get a lot of time to talk. Can this really have a big impact, these debates?
Well, that's a good point, Brian, because if you do the math, based on the number of candidates and how many questions they're going to ask, they're going to have, I think, 60 seconds for a response and an answer and 30 seconds for a response. That means that each candidate tonight gets about 6 minutes of speaking time to the American public. What do they do with those 6 minutes tonight and tomorrow night? Do they break out of the pack? And I think most of them are looking for that as a goal. Remember, you only have one chance. You know, you don't have a second chance to make a first impression. And so for a lot of these unknowns, tonight is critical to make that first impression and break out of the pack to become not necessarily the front runner, but the front runner to challenge the front runner, Joe Biden. I think that's what they're going to be looking for. What do they say? What do they do? How do they look? And are they able to break out of that pack and get into that top tier to take on Biden going forward? So that's one thing to look for. Do any of them make a mistake that proves fatal and really closes out their campaign? Does someone make a memorable statement that dominates the headlines tomorrow? Those are interesting things to watch for. And plus, what are the issues? One of the things I'm going to be watching for is over the next two nights is just how far left has the Democrat Party moved, and how does that force Biden to adapt? Does Biden continue to move left? So far, he has done that. He changed his position on abortion to the left. He changed his position on climate change to the left. If he continues to do that, that tells me that he is still not confident that he has the Democrat nomination locked up, and he has to appeal to the left, progressive left base of the Democrat Party that votes in primaries in order to seal the deal. If he looks like he's tracking towards the middle, more moderate, that tells me he's pretty confident he's going to be the Democrat nominee, and he's already thinking about a national election against Trump and appearing a little more moderate than a lot of these candidates are going to sound tonight and tomorrow night.
Carl, who is going to have the most difficult time with the format, these 60-second answers?
Probably every one of them, Susan. I don't know many politicians from the town board level to the stage tonight and tomorrow night that can answer a question in 60 seconds. That's one of the things to watch for, that pithy answer that kind of makes people laugh or stands out in a headline. probably, tough to say. It really is tough to say. Warren may have the most difficult time because she's kind of a policy wonk. She really likes to get into details and policy issues, and 60 seconds might be a very, very difficult time frame for her to portray what her candidacy is about.
Okay, Carl, we look forward to tonight's debate and with catching up with you to see what you thought of it. Two nights of Democrat debates kicking off tonight with 10 candidates on the stage in Miami. That's Carl Calabrese, political strategist.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.